how easy it is to divide and separate ourselves into various groups. Sometimes we separate ourselves according to nations, Israelis, Palestinians, or Hamas. We may divide ourselves into Ukrainians or Russians, separate ourselves according to religion, Catholics, Protestants, atheists, Muslims, Jews, or Buddhists. We divide ourselves according to race, the Anglos, the Blacks, the Mexicans, the Asians, or Native Americans. We separate ourselves according to politics, Republicans, Democrats, or Independents. We speak of people as woke or MAGA, straight or gay. Let's stop for a moment and think. We don't always feel good about ourselves. We know our weaknesses and limitations that we do not want to admit to others. There is unresolved brokenness or darkness in our hearts. We often deny our unresolved areas of brokenness and project them out onto others. We try to make others seem less than we are. When we do this, we do not see the other as our brother or sister who has the same God and Father who loves them. We see them instead as projections of our brokenness that needs to be healed. The next time we find ourselves gossiping or judging other people we might consider inferior, perhaps we could take a moment and reflect. What limitations do we perceive in the other person? Could they be limitations we sense are deep in our own hearts? The Pharisees wanted to be holy and seen as better than sinners, so they tied phylacteries to their heads. These were little boxes that contained a few words of scripture from the Law of Moses. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Our Father. Jesus related to God as His Father, and so do we. However, when we pray to God, Our Father, we also acknowledge that we are sons and daughters of a common Father we sometimes call God, the sacred mystery, or absolute. When we pray, Our Father, we acknowledge that we are brothers and sisters to one another and to Christ. As sons and daughters of our Father, we commit ourselves to the work of the Father, just as Jesus did, the work of advancing God's reign on earth. Our common mission with Christ, our brother, is to help transform the world into the reign of God on earth as it is in heaven. We do not do this alone, but we do this with one another, our family, the church. When we ask for our daily bread, we are not asking for ourselves as individuals, but for our family, the church, community. We ask for what we need to strengthen us to further God's will for humanity. We ask that our community be of one heart and reconciled, so that we do not inhibit the advancement of God's purpose. Finally, we ask that the powers of evil not ultimately destroy God's family of sons and daughters working to transform the world. Jesus continues that the greatest among us will be the one who serves the rest. Jesus sees us as important servants and sons and daughters of God. If we see one another as God's beloved sons and daughters, then we cannot see them as strangers or foreigners. We will respect the uniqueness of all God's people. We will remember that each one of us is unique. We have different personalities. We come from different backgrounds and life experiences. We have different talents and abilities. Yet we are still brothers and sisters of the same God with a common mission. If we recognize that we are all the beloved family of Christ, we will embrace the will of our Father and work toward the restoration of humanity and our devastated world. Then we Christians will be an ever stronger sign of the means of God reconciling the world to Himself.